The fourth policy fair has ended in Accra with the hope that patronage will be replicated in all the regions. At the closing ceremony, the Chief of Staff, Prosper Bani, said the fair has been successful, indicating that if the public is given their space, they will contribute to the development of the country. Mr. Bani expressed government's readiness to partner with both private and public organizations to provide service to the people. We bring you a report by Victoria Haji and Rukia Tumusa.
The Ghana Policy Fair, a flagship event of the Ministry of Information and Media Relations, was instituted in 2010 as a means of getting Ghanaians to know policies, programs, projects and activities of government. It also serves as a platform for metropolitan, municipal and district assemblies, as well as the private sector, to exhibit their policies, projects and activities. As has been the practice, the fourth policy fair came with exhibition of projects undertaken by the MDAs over the years. The Chief of Staff, Prosper Bani, said the active participation of the public in this year's fair is a demonstration of their willingness to contribute to national development and hold government in check.
The fair has indeed lived up to its expectation of providing adequate and reliable information on the various developmental issues that are of great concern to the people of this country. The trend of events gives us hope as a people, as a government, that citizens do not see themselves as passive consumers of government service. That, given the opportunity, we have the space to partner with all sectors of the society to improve the lives of our people.
The Minister of Information and Media Relations, Mahama Ayariga, said this year's fair saw more than 180 departments and agencies participating in the exhibition.
The dialogue sessions were very insightful, looked at issues from perspectives that sometimes many of us do not have access. The ministry intends to carry the fair to the regions and try and ensure that in each region we try to replicate what we have done here at the national level. Subject, of course, to the availability of funding and resources to do that. But we believe that these fairs should be carried to the regions, bringing it closer to where our people live.
A senior presidential advisor, P.V. Obin, who chaired the closing ceremony, expressed government's commitment to making life comfortable for Ghanaians, sustaining infrastructure, as well as ensuring transparency in governance. Topics discussed during the dialogue section were rationalization of wages for improved performance and sustainable economic development, promoting the petrochemical industry for accelerated economic development, and modernization of agriculture and agribusiness as a key to rural development and youth employment.
That report was filed by Victoria Haji and Rukia Tumusa.